Hi everyone, this is the July 26th Intuitive Guidance Psychic Podcast, and I am Dana Marie, along with Maggie the Cat, who has been very belligerent lately, and quite adamant with her demands of my time. And welcome to the podcast today, so thankful that you are listening. Well, the past 2 weeks or so have been quite eventful in terms of personal news and even professionally. Seems as if in terms of personal, I have been in contact with extended family, so to speak, and the extended family appears to be much closer than I could have ever imagined. So, without going into a lot of details, we just need to get something squared away as far as genetically, which could prove as far as my birth origin. How does that throw you? And once we have the information that we're looking for, then, well, we'll see what comes up with the extended family, which has been welcoming. The extended family welcomes me with open arms, and for that I am entirely grateful. Yet, we just need to get the specifics of where I originally came from, and we'll just take it from there. And as far as professional goes, well, I am still employed, yay. But my side venture, which as you know is intuitive readings and such, is taking on a different direction, which is impacting this podcast, and it's also going to impact my radio show. So here it is. Today is July 26th. Let me give you the rundown of the podcast, and I'll get into details as we go along. First, we're going to talk about moving forward and my new venture. Next, I have a reading request for a curtsy. Then, we have some great psychic events coming up in the very near future, even as early as this coming Thursday. Next, I have a reading request for Michaela, and the spirit message is follow your heart, which is very telling considering my new venture. Okay, moving forward. Well, I have given this quite a bit of thought, and I have given this a lot of attention and focus. I have meditated on it. I have spoken to my guides and my higher self, and through the presence of God, of course. And this may come as a shock, but the podcast that you are listening to right now, this one for July 26th, is the final podcast. I am not going to produce any more podcasts after this point. And it's not because I don't love doing the podcast. I have enjoyed doing these podcasts as early as September of 2006. I have loved connecting with you. Wherever you may be around the world, I have connected with so many great people on this podcast. And we're shifting. Our consciousness is shifting. Our awareness is shifting. So since we're becoming a lot more aware and conscious of soul, of spirit, a reading about, well, okay, is Joe coming back into my life for a relationship? Doesn't seem to be quite thrilling for me anymore. If the guy is not in your life for a reason, consider it a blessing and move on. Find somebody who's going to treat you better. And that's not the sole reason why I'm closing the podcast. The new venture happens to be about combining my intuitive skills with career counseling. We're all affected in some ways by the economic downturns, but In actuality, it's really enthusiastic upswings, but people have been losing jobs, quite unfortunately, as it's been for the past year or so, with the economy, not just in the United States, but all over the world, it seems. And people are searching. They are really, really searching for something more meaningful than just the dreadful, weary 9-to-5 job. Well, let me put that into a different perspective. A 9-to-5 job for somebody else may not be the 9-to-5 job for you. And what I would like to do is work with people on an intuitive level, as well as helping them connect with their own inner selves in terms of passions and abilities, skills, and even hidden talents to help them find jobs and careers that are rewarding, not only to themselves, but for humanity as a whole, collectively. Helping them find a great job that's creative, or maybe you like to do some research work, or maybe you like to spend more time outdoors instead of being cooped up in an office all day. Regardless of what the big news channels tell you, the CNNs, the ABCs, the NBCs, the CBSs, and the Fox News, and all of that, MSNBC, CNBC, oh my God, there isn't a job in sight, bull. We're shifting. You see, back in the day, mom and dad, or maybe even grandma and grandpa, had jobs that lasted for 20 or 30 years. That's the mindset. You need to have a job, you need to stay in the job, and even if it was the most boring job in the world, it was still work, and you were still getting a paycheck. That doesn't really apply to our generation. That doesn't really apply to the here and now. I believe that employment is so much more than just your basic skills. It has to really accentuate who you really are as a person in terms of your abilities and your willingness to grow and expand. If you're at a job that you feel quite limited and stuck, or maybe you're still looking for work, there are ways, there are options, there are plenty of choices for you to find the work that's best for you, that's tailored made just for you. So that's the avenue I'm going as of now, intuitive career counseling. And that's why I'm closing the podcast, because, well, the podcast has basically run its course. It has already served a purpose, and it has served you well, I hope, and it has served me well in terms of connecting with you. And I can still be reachable no matter what. You can always send an email to podcast@intuitivedana.com. But it's been a rewarding experience doing this podcast since September of 2006. And I know the first few episodes are not available because they were just god-awful in quality. They were just god-awful. But the archives will still exist for a while, for as long as they need to be. And if I need to take down the archives at some point, then I'll have to. But for the most part, this is what you're listening to right now, is the final podcast. Now, as far as my radio show on Achieve, that is also coming to an end. I have already talked to the producer today, and I tell him exactly what I'm telling you, that I am taking my intuitive abilities to a new direction. And I loved working with the guys at Achieve Radio. Achieve Radio is growing and expanding with very talented hosts, readers, and people in the holistic field and the paranormal. And I said to myself, well, Dana, you can continue doing a show every Saturday, or you can concentrate really on this venture. So this coming Saturday, August 1st, I believe that's the date, at 3 p.m. Eastern on AchieveRadio.com will be my final broadcast there. And it's going to be my swan song. So if you're able to call in and, well, whatever you wish to do, I hope you have an opportunity to listen, because that's also going to be my final broadcast on AchieveRadio.com. But I am going back to Blog Talk Radio every week, starting tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern. I'm going to have a show, 90 minutes, called Intuitive Career Counseling. You call in, and you... Well, first, if you're interested in calling into the show, check out blogtalkradio.com/Dana333444. Find out when the next show is. I believe the first show, well, I'm setting this up. The first show is actually tonight, July 26th at 9 p.m. Eastern. Just check out my page on blogtalkradio.com. And you write down five very positive qualities that you're looking for in terms of work. And also provide your birthday. I want to try to match your vibrational field or your energy field with those five positive qualities. Also, call in with your dates of birth so I can get your life path number and see how that resonates with the five qualities. And whether you're searching for a job now or you're looking to change careers, please do call the show. No matter where you are in the world, if you're able to call in, I would love to speak to you and see where we can get you in terms of finding a job that's tailor-made just for you. And if you need help or assistance with resumes, call in for that. I do know of a couple of employment agencies, at least in the New York area. If you're in New York City, I can refer you to a couple that might be able to help you. But first and foremost, it's basically getting you to a point in which you are very clear and very specific about the job that's right just for you. So before you take another job, listen to the show tonight. And I'm also having a seminar too coming up at the end of August about that. So taking place in New York City. So that's it. I'm moving forward again. It's been great having this podcast with sharing it with you for the past couple of years or so. And there are other great psychic-related podcasts that you can find on iTunes, like Allie's podcast, for instance, Gypsy Advice, definitely a great one, definitely an awesome one, and she always has a great podcast each and every week. You probably already know about it anyway, so, hi Allie. Anyway, so that's it. I'm moving forward, taking on this new venture, and I want to thank you for supporting this podcast. Thank you for your loyalty, your emails, your feedback, your friendships. It's been real. And I'm always going to be around. Like I said, I'm on Blog Talk Radio tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern. Look me up. Find me on Facebook. Find me on Twitter, Dana333444. I'm always in touch. Okay. First, we have a reading request now for Curtsy. Her date of birth is June 30th, 1977. She was wondering if she could have a reading on family. She's pregnant with a third child, so anything on this would be great. Okay, well, Curtsy, thank you so much, and congratulations to you on the arrival of your little one. I know you submitted your request about a month ago. So I don't know if you had the child by now, but congratulations all the same. Well, I'm getting a very strong male energy coming through here, so I don't know if you're having a boy, but it's coming through as a very strong male. And it feels as if, unless this child was born already during the time of Cancer, which has already ended, and now we're in the month of Leo, your child is going to come across as very sensitive, like most children being born into the world now. Yours is going to be no exception. Your child is going to be very, very sensitive to environment, to feelings, to emotions. It would be great if you... Since you're now aware of this, and maybe you've already been, For a child to really thrive, a sensitive child to really thrive in the family, there must be a whole level of understanding. Okay, I know I'm a sensitive kid, and I was a sensitive kid, but back then the resources just weren't available and the information wasn't there, so I was deemed as being slow and a daydreamer and not really paying attention. It was just that I was bored with school, I didn't like the kids, and I wanted to do my own thing, so I was the oddball. But now that we have the information and resources for parents in this day and age, your child is going to be possessing, or shall I say, harnessing a lot of intuitive gifts. I have a feeling this child is going to be extremely clairaudient, which means clearly hearing. He's going to be very sensitive to emotions and feelings. He needs to thrive in an environment that's peaceful and harmonious. Make sure that you spend as much time in nature with your children, your family, as much as you can. This little one at some point is going to talk to you about seeing the fairies when you go to the park or if there is some woodland around you. He's going to love being outdoors. Water, I believe he's going to tell you about a past life being around water. Either he, in one of his past lives, maybe he was a fisherman or something having to do with water. But even still, there's this sense of your child, this male energy, coming through very, very sensitive, very psychic. I believe he's going to, he's not going to talk right away like the ba 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 like most 1-year-olds do. He's going to wait. He is really going to wait. So this doesn't mean that he's slow. This doesn't mean that he has some kind of a developmental disability. He is just not going to talk until he's ready. And it may be that he won't begin talking until he's about 2. And at that point, he's going to say words that a 2-year-old, well, at least a regular 2-year-old, wouldn't necessarily know how to say, but he'll say it, and very clearly. And I believe this has already happened with one of your other children, one of the kids that you have now, a girl, feels like. This same kind of pattern, in which she didn't talk or anything for a good while, and all of a sudden the floodgates open, and now she's talking a mile a minute. Coloring, drawing, coloring books, anything creative would stimulate this child's energy. Try not to keep him in front of the television, or any of your kids for that sake. The TV, especially children's TV nowadays, is brain numbing. There isn't anything stimulant about the children's television shows of today. Not even Sesame Street does that for kids anymore. It has changed so much from the Sesame Street of my time, when back in the 60s and early 70s. Do things with your children that are stimulating. Try to encourage them to be imaginative and have them talk to you about anything. Anything, even if it's the most weirdest thing in the world, have your children speak to you, because you never know what you can learn, especially if your child, or when your child, or that your child, has experienced some past lives, okay? Curtsy, if you're a bit concerned about money right now, if finances have been tight, it seems as if you're going to be given a break here. You're going to be shown an opportunity to get some emergency funds in, perhaps within another month or two. So if you need to get some kind of government assistance now that this new child is coming along, or maybe he's already here, there's something that you're eligible for so that you can get some emergency funds in, kind of like financial aid or some type of financial relief, so you won't be so bogged down with, you know, getting the diapers and the baby formula and cereals and milk and juice and all those nutritious things for your kids. So there seems to be something coming through that's going to be approved rather shortly, but you'll see it in another couple of months, some type of emergency relief for your family. But I see that the pregnancy, if anything, the childbirth itself would be uncomplicated. I don't see anything, you know, any warning signs regarding giving birth. I wouldn't be surprised he's born with his eyes wide open. But believe me, this is a very sensitive psychic kid coming up. So do your homework on that. Read books on psychic or sensitive children. And, you know, so that you can understand what you're going to be getting yourself into parenting this kid. Okay? So, Kirstie, thank you so much for your question. Alrighty, moving right along. Upcoming psychic events. Woohoo! Okay. Now, this Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern, I'm going to be a guest on Shea Parker's show on A1R Psychic Radio. I believe the website is a1rpsychicradio.com, and I'm going to be a guest for once, because I'm always having, well, always the host, but never the guest, but at least I'm going to be a guest coming up on Shea Parker's show. Again, it's on the A1R Psychic Radio Network. You can find that online. It's this Thursday, July 30th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. I'll be there for an hour. She's going to interview me about how I got here in terms of my intuitive gifts. And I'll also take questions for callers at some point during the show. So that's on July 30th. It's this coming Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on A1R Psychic Radio. I'm a guest on Shea Parker's show, which is actually called Best American Psychics, because I happen to be a member of the Best American Psychics directory or network, and Shea is going to interview me on her show, Best American Psychics, Thursday, July 30th, 7 p.m., on A1R Psychic Radio. Next, Spirit Gathering here, New York City, at the Blessed Home of Silver Feather. It's taking place on Sunday, August 16th from 3 to 6 p.m. And the last Spirit Gathering had was great. I met some really cool people at the last gathering. And this is taking place at somebody's real house. It's not virtual. I met Jonathan. I met Tracy. I met Gail. Already knew Sandra. Carl. And of course, Silver Feather, otherwise known as Katie. We had a great time connecting to our higher selves. We had some very deep cleansing meditations. And I was able to put myself into a trance and answered questions for the participants as far as what they needed to know for their highest and best good. And this is free. Absolutely free. No cost to you to come. So if you're in the New York City area and you would like to sign up or reserve a spot for the upcoming Spirit Gathering on August 16th, it's on a Sunday from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., call 212-567-9688. 212-567-9688. And if you get an answering machine, please leave your name and phone number. Katie will call you back to confirm your spot. It's limited to only 20. So the earlier you call in, the chances are greater that you can get a spot. And she'll fill you in on where to go and how to get there. It's at her place in Upper Manhattan. Again, that number is 212-567-9688. These Spirit Gatherings are for free, and they take place every third Sunday of the month from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. So if you're in New York and you would like to come and meet me and get a free reading and meet some great people and bond and connect and all of that good stuff, definitely come. We would love to have you there. And lastly, I belong to a group called North NYC Lightworkers. We're a bunch of intuitives and those in the holistic field living in the northern part of the city, such as North Manhattan, North Bronx, Bronx, Lower Westchester, Riverdale, Pelham Bay, Inwood, Washington Heights, Norwood, all those great areas. And we've come together and we're putting together a great seminar on Monday, August 31st, from 6 to 9 p.m. And it's basically an intuitive career counseling seminar. We are going to do some exercises, we're going to have some meditations, we're also going to have some other types of reference material to get you back in the workforce with jobs and employments in mind that are suitable for you and just for you. What you want from a job, not what a job wants from you necessarily. And to sign up for this seminar, you have to make reservations online. So, how do you do that? Okay, send an email to North NYC Lightworkers, all one word, North NYC Lightworkers at gmail.com. It's $60 for admission for the seminar, but it's well worth it. This is a powerful investment in your career to improve your finances, to really accentuate your college degrees, to get you to places of employment tailored made just for you. So it's pretty much career counseling with a spiritual twist. So if you're interested in coming to this seminar, and it is taking place at the Edgar Cayce Center, by the way, 241 West 30th Street, New York City, between 7th and 8th Avenues. Again, it's on Monday, August 31st, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., and you need to make your reservations online. It's $60 in advance, $70 at the door. Send an email to northnyclightworkers at gmail.com for more information. Do not call the Edgar Cayce Center. They are not coordinating this. This is coordinated by North NYC Lightworkers. Or you can call 646-305-0424. That's the main number to North NYC Lightworkers. 646-305-0424. And you say you want to sign up for the seminar, intuitive career counseling, and you will be given an opportunity to sign up either online or by mail. It's $60 in advance, $70 at the door, and you're going to be getting a lot of information. And we're going to work with you. We will work with you, especially if you're looking for a job or a career change. We're going to work with you to get you back in the workforce with a higher level of enthusiasm. Don't let the news stories of the economic downturns and all that stuff discourage you from finding a job that's best for you. It's out there. It takes time, it takes effort, but it also takes resourceful information. So definitely come to the seminar. It's a real seminar at a real place, 241 West 30th Street in Manhattan. And we would love to see you there. Okay? Okay. Where are we here? Reading quest. Oh boy, I'm just bubbling with optimism today. Reading request for Michaela. Born June 29th, 1987. What's going to happen for me relationship-wise? I don't know. What are you looking for? Do you know where you're going to? Do you like the things that life is showing you? Where are you going to? Do you know? That was taken from, oh my God, Diana Ross, back in the day, did a movie called Ebony, I think. No, Mahogany. Ebony. Mahogany. And that was the soundtrack to her movie. Do you know where you're going to? Do you like the things that life is showing you? Where are you going to? Do you know? I am no Diana Ross. But sometimes you really have to ask yourself, do you know where you're going to? Anyway, Michaela. Well, Michaela, let's see here. Well, obviously you're looking for someone in your life who's going to be right and perfect just for you. You are really searching, I guess, for good qualities in a potential mate. You're looking for someone to build and construct and sustain a meaningful relationship with. It looks like it may take you to the ends of the earth, literally, for you to find your right and perfect partner. So, I don't believe that you are in the United States. It feels as if you might be somewhere in Europe, and I wouldn't be surprised that you do look to the ends of the earth, literally, to find someone special. They're showing me water. There's that water again. Somewhere like a coastline or a beach. And I'm also seeing like a valley, mountains in the background. And it looks like that you could really live with someone, I believe, in the next 4 years in terms of marriage. They're showing me the number 4. 4 years that you're going to be married to someone long term, which is kind of unusual in this day and age. People get married and they get divorced and they get married and they get divorced because they haven't really searched within themselves individually before finding that life partner. It seems as if even now at your very young age, Michaela, you're searching within yourself just to find who you really are first, and then you're going to continue this until finding your life partner. I see marriage for you in 4 years. I know that seems like a long time, but hey, good things come to those who wait. But you might meet him in 2 years, marriage in 4 years. And again, I don't believe he's going to be living where you currently reside. It seems as if he's going to be living quite a distance from you, so don't be surprised he has to travel a great distance to see you, or vice versa, but that's what they're showing me. And it's up to you. What are you looking for in a relationship? Be very specific with yourself. And that's what I get for you, Michaela. But new romance is coming, regardless. New romance is coming with a new person. Just be open to giving and receiving love. That's the main thing. As I said, you could be meeting him within 2 years, or it could be as soon as 2 months. And if anything, marriage is going to be for you in 4 years. So you're 22 years old. You have plenty of time. Don't rush it. I almost got married at 22, and I'm glad I did not, because that would have been a very horrible, horrible marriage. So take your time. Be open to giving and receiving love, and find someone. Not just because you're looking for someone to keep you company, but someone who's going to be a true life partner going forward for the long haul, with family and children, all of that in the equation. Okay? So thank you so much for your question, Michaela. Okay, well, today's spirit message is follow your heart, and that's basically what I am doing. The spirit message is, as you my tongue is tied, as you honor and follow the guidance of your heart, prosperity is coming to you now. Well, follow and honor the guidance of your heart. Believe it. It is the spiritual truth already embedded within us. Honor and follow the guidance of your heart. You can go to any and every psychic in the phone book, and they can tell you whole different scenarios and all different types of views and visions. But what the bottom line is, you need to follow and honor the guidance of your heart. And so many people are afraid to do that. They think that if you go to an expert, which I'm not knocking because I'm one of those experts, you know, then the message is set in stone. Not necessarily. You may get someone's vision here, you might get another version there, but you need to follow and honor the guidance of your heart. That's the main thing. And when you do so, prosperity isn't too far behind. Prosperity in love, prosperity in relationships, prosperity with work, prosperity with your health, all across the board. But first and foremost, you need to honor and follow the guidance of your heart now. And that's what I'm doing. So, it's just now 1 o'clock in the afternoon on a lovely Sunday here in New York City, and I wish you out there the very best in all of your endeavors, and just keep the light of God first in your hearts, first in your minds, first in your lives, and follow that guidance. And again, it's been a pleasure connecting with you for the past few years on this podcast. And you can always reach me by email, podcast@intuitivedana.com. My website, intuitivedana.com. I'm also on Facebook and Twitter, Dana333444. Or you can also find my profile on the Best American Psychics website. And my number is 347-626-2558. 347-626-2558. And that's that. This is the last podcast of Intuitive Guidance with Dana Marie. It's been real. Thank you for your support. Peace, many blessings, love and light to you. Namaste.